This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, the forum with Wendy Gilbert from the Yaya Revolution, continuing our series on identity at the moment. Tonight, we're going to get to find out a little bit more about why it's so important to shape an identity, and a positive one at that, some of the goals as to why we want to look to that. But Wendy, first up, how do we actually find our identity? We've spoken a little bit about it over the few weeks, but it does take a bit of exploration and sometimes thinking outside the box.
You know, there's lots of measurements that we live within. So in other words, things that the way we're supposed to be, school environments are all about measurements, rules. You know, the world presents a certain picture of how we should externally look, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to get to a place where you just love the skin you're in. And I don't necessarily mean the physical skin, that you feel content with who you are, that you actually like your own company, that you like being you. So, because when you're in that place of contentment and rest, as it were, in yourself, you're able to love other people unconditionally. You can just, because you're free, you're not worried about what people think. You can just be kind to people, not worried whether they're going to reject you so much, because you're free. Mm. You can also try new things because you're not scared of failure, because you're content, you're secure in who you are. So at the end of the day, that's the ultimate goal, but it's a process to get there, and particularly for young people, because they're on the starting blocks, as it were, and they're getting going. So we need to help them, give them a bit of grace as adults, give them grace to find that place and understand that this exploration is healthy and it's not rebellion, as I said last week. But, you know, I had this girl in my office this week, which really made me think about this whole kind of identity thing. Sweet, sweet girl. We were talking about what careers she might like to do, and she said to me, "I'm not really good at anything." And I went, "I don't believe that." Mm. And she sort of said, "Well, I'm really average at all my subjects." And, you know, the further we talked, I said, "Okay, what do you love to do?" And she said, "Do you know what I really love doing?" I said, "I just love looking after people." And she was the sweetest, gentlest girl. And I thought, gosh, you know who I'd like to have in my life is her.
Yeah.
She thought, "Actually, I think I want to be a nurse because I love caring for people." She just, it's like God had just given her an extra dose of compassion.
Mm.
And I just thought, you know, everyone has things in their life that God has put in them that are uniquely them, that are a part of their identity. And through the teen years, it's finding out what you like, what you're good at, what you don't like, and what you're not good at. And both are as important, you know, like that's why so good things like work experience or trying a new sport or trying a new creative endeavor, because you work out what you like and what you don't like. For example, I don't like bike riding, but I love walking. And that's part of who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, but, you know, it's okay for teenagers to kind of search through some of those things and look at, you know, okay, I tried history in year 10, really didn't like it. Year 11, I think I might focus on geography, whatever it is, you know, that they're good things. They're healthy things. They're normal things. Not everyone is going to like math. You know, it's a process of discovery. So allowing them to search that. And also that whole, with that girl I was talking about, you know, it was thinking outside the box, because I know that every single person has inherent strengths and inherent gifts and inherent likes and dislikes, but it's a matter of exploring them. And as I explored them with her, she was able to identify what she actually really loved to do.
Yeah, and it's, I guess, in that instance as well, it is like you say, thinking outside the box, because it's not just about, you know, the subjects, for instance, English and maths and stuff, but that was something within her nature. So it's realizing that identity can come from those kind of traits and not just the actual practical skill sets that we have.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, we all know people that are just plain funny.
Yeah.
And I think there's some people that are walking this planet are just born to make us all laugh. They look funny, they are funny. You know, exactly, there's so many skills and gifts and strengths, personality strengths, patience, people that are just patient or thoughtful. I mean, they are just a gift in your life.
Yeah.
You know, to have a friend that is thoughtful, you just cannot put a price on that.
Yeah, it's realizing that matters, you know, that those kind of things matter.
Oh, they so matter. In fact, if I could scrap the school system, I would. Because I just think it measures people according to those things. And there's some kids that are fantastic, that are gifted, you know, writing essays or mathematically gifted, and that's important as well. Both are equally, but we're just all different and recognising that. So it's just finding out what you're good at, what you like, what you're not good at and what you don't like. And it's a process of exploration. I mean, for example, like work experience, I sent a girl out. She said, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a nurse. She spent a week out in a hospital. She said, I don't want to be a nurse. I don't want to be a nurse. And I think, great, that's just as important.
Yeah.
We need to let our young people find out who they are. Just give them a bit of room, you know, a bit of rope to find out who they are.
Indeed. Wendy, again, thank you so much. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.